I'm sitting in one of Prague's cafes, the Grand Café Orient, and it's unique in that it boasts being the only Cubist café in the world. It's located just a few minutes' walk from Old Town Square in Celetna Street in the famous Cubist building, House of the Black Madonna. And if you look around the cafe, the Cubist mark is everywhere. It's in the seating arrangements, the impressive chandeliers, which draw your attention as soon as you walk in here, the coffee cups, and even in one of the cafe's mouth-watering desserts, which I've just ordered, something called the Cubist wreath. Rudolf Brimek, the man who revived the only Cubist cafe in Prague, says there is no other place like it in the world.
You will only find Cubist architecture in this country. It does not exist anywhere else in the world. And even in the Czech Republic, there are only a few Cubist buildings. The reason why some people think otherwise is that they tend to confuse Cubism with Art Deco, which took over the same shapes. But Cubism ended with the start of World War I, and Art Deco came in the 1920s.
The original Cubist cafe in this building was closed in the 1920s after Cubism went out of fashion. Moreover, they say it had an oriental feel about it that was associated with the years of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and its ally Turkey. As you can imagine, that's not what the new Czechoslovak leadership wanted to promote. And so the cafe was closed and served as office space for 80 long years until Rudolf Brimek decided to revive it sometime after the Velvet Revolution. He says striking the right note was not easy.
When we started work on the old new cafe, we faced a huge problem. Most of the documents relating to it had been damaged in the 2004 floods, so there was not much to go on. We furnished it with the help of old black and white photographs that were saved, and we had no idea about the original color arrangements. But I think we were very lucky in that somehow or other we managed to strike the right note to recreate the atmosphere of the time. That either happens or it doesn't. It is not really something you can plan.
Well, as far as I can judge, the transformation was hugely successful and the result is very impressive. A must-see for fans of Cubism. You may also be pleased to hear that you can buy a souvenir to remember your visit by, a Cubist coffee cup or T-shirt. Well, I've finished my coffee and Grand Orient dessert, and I have to say, I'll be back for more. This is definitely a place worth visiting when you're in Prague. And if you do come, make sure you come after 6 p.m. when there is live piano music to further enhance the unique atmosphere of this place.